Hey everyone, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're anything like me, sometimes those relationships can feel a little tangled, right? Like a messy ball of yarn you just can't untangle. And honestly, in this day and age with constant texts, DMs, and social media updates, it's easy to feel like we're constantly plugged into someone else's life, forgetting our own boundaries. Today, we're diving deep into something that's seriously important for all of us. Creating healthy boundaries in relationships. Now, I know what you might be thinking, boundaries? Sounds a little stiff, doesn't it? Trust me, they don't have to be. Think of them as the invisible fence around your emotional well-being, keeping things safe and balanced. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us navigate those relationship waters like champs. First up, know yourself. Seriously, take some time to reflect on what makes you feel comfortable, respected, and valued in a relationship. What are your deal breakers? What makes you happy? Once you know what you need, setting boundaries becomes a whole lot easier. Ever felt like someone's constantly calling or texting even when you've said you need space? That's your inner voice screaming for some boundaries. Next, communication is key. It might seem obvious, but clearly and respectfully expressing your needs and limits to others is essential. Don't assume they know what you're thinking or feeling. A simple, "Hey, I really appreciate you reaching out, but I need some time to myself tonight," can work wonders. Remember, healthy communication is a two-way street. Be open to hearing their perspective too. You might be surprised by what you learn. Thirdly, learn to say no. And I'm not just talking about those awkward invitations to parties you'd rather skip. Saying no can also mean declining requests that drain your energy or time. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being. It's like when they tell you on a plane to put your own oxygen mask on first before helping others. Self-care is essential for healthy relationships with everyone around you. Now, let's talk about consistency. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process. You gotta be consistent in enforcing them, even when it feels uncomfortable at first. Imagine someone constantly borrowing your things without asking. Would you feel respected? Setting those boundaries from the start and staying consistent shows others that you value yourself and your belongings. Finally, remember to practice self-compassion. There will be times when you stumble or struggle with setting boundaries. It's okay. Learn from those experiences and keep working on it. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. You deserve it. Think about that time you felt overwhelmed by someone constantly asking for favors or needing your help, even when you were already stretched thin. Maybe it was a friend who'd call you at all hours to vent, or a family member who expected you to drop everything on a whim. You probably felt drained, resentful, maybe even a little angry, right? That's a clear sign that boundaries need some adjusting. In these situations, imagine saying something like, "I care about you and want to be there for you, but I'm already swamped with commitments right now. Can we talk later this week when things are a bit calmer?" See the difference? You're setting a clear limit while still showing empathy. So remember, creating healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about protecting your well-being and ensuring that your relationships are mutually fulfilling. It takes courage, communication, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the payoff is worth it. Take these takeaways with you. Know yourself, communicate clearly, say no when needed, be consistent, and practice self-compassion. These aren't just words, they're tools to help you build stronger, healthier relationships that bring joy, not stress. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to setting boundaries? Share your thoughts in the comments below or shoot me a message. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, remember to disconnect to reconnect. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of real life recovery.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.